This week on the Time Bat Show.
3, 2, 1. We have to clap.
3, 2, 1.
You want me to start?
You good?
I forgot how to do this.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 55. I'm Ty Maces.
65.
I'm Ty Maces.
And I'm Matt Snacks.
And we are together. That's why it sounds like we're in a tunnel.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't sound good. It's because we're sitting across from each other.
And we're using one microphone.
Yes.
And that's why it sounds like we're in a tunnel.
So how's it going?
It's going well. I've seen you for the past 3 days, so this feels really weird.
Yeah.
It's like a podcast. Normally, it's like a week before we talk, so we have plenty of stuff to talk about.
We've kind of been talking for 3 days.
But today, we've been talking for 3 days, so we have nothing left to talk about. We were playing Overcooked before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
Which is a really fun game on Switch, where you have to cooperatively cook things.
Is it on Steam, too?
It is on Steam.
I thought so, because it was a Unity game.
It's on Steam and, Xbox, I think, and then it came out on Switch, a few months ago. Anyway, so we've been doing that a lot, and it's really fun. What do you think about it?
I have to imagine that the Switch is probably the best way to play this game, because
it's really easy to co-op with it.
Yeah.
There's two controllers out of the box. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. We went downstairs and just did a little kickstand thing, and then
we had ourselves one of those impromptu roof parties with the Switch.
It wasn't on the roof, though.
I mean, it's cold outside.
We should go on our roof after this,
yeah.
and then play Overcooked on the roof. I have a ladder. I do.
I mean, we could if you really want.
It'd be real fun. It's what I want for my birthday.
Okay.
Speaking of my birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, tonight at midnight is your birthday.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. How do you feel? It's your birthday.
I'm better than I was a couple weeks ago. I think I've come to accept it, that I'm turning 30.
You've reached the acceptance stage.
Yeah, it's like bargaining. What are the five steps of grieving or whatever?
There's bargaining, depression, anger, mm-hmm. and finally acceptance is the final one.
I think I'm in acceptance. I'm not angry anymore. I was angry for a while, mm-hmm. and I was bargaining for a while. What if I did this?
Made a deal with the devil.
With the devil, and then I wouldn't have to turn 30. No, I'm good. I haven't really thought about it that much.
Yeah. I have a 30th birthday coming up. So
it just, I don't know. That's whatever. The beginning of this year was rough. I was like, oh God, I have a year left and then I'm dead. But now, I don't know. It seems like it'll be fine. It'll be in less than 12 hours, I'll be 30 years old.
Yeah, we're going to drink beers or something and have fun, and it's going to be fun.
Will it though? Do you think I'll feel like a different person after that? Well, I become wiser immediately.
Yes. So you're when you have the RPG party, your typical RPG party, mm-hmm. you realize now you're the mentor.
I'm like the old grandpa.
Yeah, you can't. You're not allowed to have a significant other in video games anymore. Sure. Once you reach 30,
because then you you're past your prime.
Like think about Final Fantasy X. Like Auron.
No, you're right.
Have a girlfriend.
He's 33. It's an old man. And then 7, it's
Was it Sid?
Yeah, Sid's 35.
He was divorced or something.
Yeah, and Barrett's 34 or something. Yeah.
Was he dating Tifa?
Barrett?
Yeah.
No.
They were at the same
time. No.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%
positive. He had a kid. Who's the kid's mother?
He adopted her.
Right.
It's been a while since you played FF7, huh?
It has.
Are you sure?
No, it really has. I haven't played it in a long time.
Yeah, he adopted a kid from the machine gun man in the coral prison or whatever it's called.
That was really nice of him. He's a sweet guy.
He is. Barrett. He's
he's
tough.
A terrorist, but
he's I mean they're all terrorists. Except
he's a nice
terrorist. They're all terrorists.
Yeah.
Yuffie's not really a terrorist. She's a ninja.
She's a forest ninja. Why is she in the woods? What is she doing?
I never understood that. Is it Yuffie or Yuffie?
I've always said Yuffie.
Yuffie.
That sounds way cuter than Yuffie.
I think it's actually Yuffie, though.
That sounds not like something good.
It's weird, Final Fantasy characters, because, like, I always pronounce their name wrong, apparently. Because I read about it later, and then I see that it's like, oh, actually, it's pronounced blah, blah, blah.
Did you know that it's Aerith?
Yeah.
Even though it's or like spelled that way?
In 10, Tidus is what I used to say, but it's actually it's Tidus.
Yeah.
And then, what's the other one?
Waka. Maybe it's like Waka.
Waka.
No, that's not how I say it.
Instead of Lulu, it's Lala.
They had a lot of names like that in 10.
They do.
You had Waka.
Lulu,
Riku.
There's a lot of there's a lot of extra vowels.
That game was super good. That's the Final Fantasy that I've played most recently.
Is it super good?
You should replay it. It's extremely good.
Maybe one day. I never beat 10. You know that?
You should.
Do you know why? Why? Did I ever tell you this story?
No.
I feel like I've told you the story.
You haven't.
I had 10. I got it for my birthday. I remember that. And I played it. It was on one disc, you remember? Like the first Final Fantasy on like one disc. It was like, whoa. Well, not
it's
the first.
It's a DVD.
But yeah. So I got to like the very late in the game. So spoilers for Final Fantasy X. This is like 15-year-old spoilers. But eventually you get an airship.
Yes.
And Sin is like the bad guy. He's like a big whale.
Yeah.
And you have to fly your airship into Sin. And then I'm assuming that's like the last dungeon in the game. And then you beat it.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
There's some other useless kind of stuff that happens.
But that's like the big dungeon, right?
That's the end of the game.
So, like, I go to fly my airship into Sin, and this big, cool cutscene plays, and my PS2 freezes up, like, during the cutscene.
They're, like, riding the chains. Mm-hmm. That's when they're doing the Sonic grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it freezes right there. It's, like, too much for my PlayStation to handle. And so I, like, panic, and I turn off my PlayStation. I do it again, load it up again, and it does it again, same spot. I try like 5 times, and I cannot get past this cutscene. So I think my disc is scratched or something. And at this point, I'm like, I don't know, 14 years old, something like that. I can't afford to buy another copy of Final Fantasy X. So I'm like, I'll beat it at one day, and I never do.
When I had Final Fantasy VIII, a very similar thing happened to me. My disc got scratched, and I was at the very end of disc one when they're at the parade, and Idea is throwing the ice shard into Squall's chest.
Yeah.
And it would always freeze right when Squall was getting hit. And I tried several times, just like wait an hour
for that. Nothing worked. Nothing. So what happened? What did you have to do?
My mom did like the nicest thing ever.
She bought you another?
She bought me another copy of Final Fantasy.
So you have two copies of Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah. And one of them, the first disc is scratched. But I remember being just like, totally
really,
overwhelmed
really mad.
With the kindness of my mom buying
that
this.
That's very nice.
Because, I mean, like, that was a very expensive game. And, like, you try to explain to your parent, like, listen, Mom, this game's so important to me. I'm emotionally invested.
I have to beat the
this.
Game. I need to know what happens.
I used to talk to a guy at McDonald's. He, like, worked there. I'd get a cheeseburger, and I'd be like, so where are you in Final Fantasy VIII? And then eventually he would, like, get past me, and I'd be like,
oh wow.
You darn person.
Final Fantasy VIII was a very important game for you, right?
It was.
We met over Final Fantasy VIII.
Mm-hmm. I had to show you how to beat the brothers.
The brothers, the Quake people.
Yes.
They were hard.
Beating them was reasonably easy, but finding them was...
Well, and you have to, like, use float or whatever.
Yeah, that's the trick.
That's the trick. Anyway, Final Fantasy names, I don't know. Like, all of them are weird. I think it's Yuffie instead of Yuffie, even though that sounds
I'm
going to
say Yuffie because it sounds way cuter.
But she was like a ninja in the woods. It
she
doesn't really...
lost her leg in Nam.
It really doesn't make a lot of sense, like, why she is out there. You remember how to get her? You had to, like, run in a...
It's a random patch of forest.
It's like, what is she doing?
She's a random encounter.
It's just so weird.
Yeah.
Seven had a lot of stuff like that. Like, to get Vincent, you have to do, like, some weird...
You have to put the combination
in the safe.
Safe.
And the only way to get the combination was...
You look for clues.
Around the mansion. And when you're, like, 12, it's, like, the most incredible thing in the world. Like, I figured it out.
You got Vincent.
Today, it would be, like, whatever. But back then, it was, like, a big deal. Because we didn't have readily access to the internet, so...
No, you just had to know.
Or, like, know a guy that knew.
Yeah, you had to know a guy that knew a guy.
Like, I know the code, or I know where to find the code. Like,
hey, my friend, I bet you he knows the code. I'll ask him for you.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be like, I'll tell you where to find a clue to the code.
Yeah, he's like someone's brother that's, like, 20 years old.
Yeah. He's in college.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man. when I'm 20,
I'm just gonna play Final Fantasy all day.
That's all I'm gonna do. And that could not have been farther from the truth. So what else is new? I'm tired today.
I'm tired. My sinuses are overwhelmed by your cedar bloom.
Yeah, we're in Austin right now, and there's these things called cedar trees. And for 3 months out of the year, starting in winter, they like, I don't know if they bloom or they fall off, or I don't know, something terrible happens with their pollen, and it ruins a lot of people. Like, half the people in the world are, like, allergic to this.
Yeah. I don't have allergies, really, to speak of, but I learned that I'm allergic to
cedar
pollen.
It's bad because it feels like you have a sore throat, and you do, because cedar is getting you, but it makes your throat close up like a vice.
Lots of mucus, too.
It's like...
Lots of fun mucus.
This is a fun episode.
Yeah, aren't you having
talking about mucus and cedar and stuff like that? But yeah, we're just kind of winging it today because...
How's the weather?
How's the weather? The weather's shitty today. Like, it's very overcast.
It's like spraying rain.
So do we want to talk about, like, what we've been up to? Do you think our viewers or listeners care about anything like that?
We could try. Maybe they care.
Maybe they would.
What have we been up to?
I don't know. What have we been up to? You tell me.
We watched Star Wars again.
We did. It was good. We went to the Alamo and watched Star Wars. Did you like it more or less than the second time?
I liked it as much as the first time, which is to say I really liked it.
Yeah. I noticed some things that I did not notice the first time around.
Likewise, yeah.
Like what? Yeah, like the Luke not leaving footprints on the salt planet.
When they were on the salt planet and Luke appeared, he was...
Oh, spoilers for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, crap, yeah.
It's fine.
Anyway, maybe we shouldn't talk about it because we already had our spoiler episode.
Yeah, that's true. Whoops, sorry about that. It was not really a spoiler.
It wasn't a spoiler.
You heard nothing.
Luke blah, is blah. In the movie, by the way.
Luke is in the movie.
That's
and
your spoiler.
He does stuff.
Yeah. We'll leave the rest up
to you. We'll leave the rest up to your imagination. If you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen Star Wars yet, like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Right?
Live in a cave? Or...
No, seriously, like, why haven't you seen Star Wars? I feel like if you haven't seen Star Wars yet, you clearly don't care.
Yeah, you shouldn't be listening to our podcast if you haven't seen it yet. You're just not the kind of person.
Well, maybe. Maybe they, like, maybe, you know, maybe there's, like, circumstances. They're under a rock, and they have to, like, get it off.
Do you remember that movie with the man that was under the rock and the whole movie is just him cutting his arm off?
Oh, 127 days later or something like that.
It was a story about the man who had to cut off his arm.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're talking about this.
I remember this movie. What does this have to do with Star Wars?
I don't remember.
That man hasn't seen Star Wars yet.
He hasn't seen
Star Wars. But he's listening to our podcast right now.
Yes, on his FM radio.
He's trapped under a rock.
Yeah.
But he's listening to our podcast. Maybe he has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be able to get saved, though.
Maybe doesn't want to be saved. He likes it there.
He's going to go out by listening to our podcast.
Good for him.
That would be my dream, right? Someone's like dying and they're like, my last thing I'm going
to
do.
I'm going to listen to the time. That's weird. No,
that would be awful. That. Yeah, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Don't let us know if you do, too. I don't want to know.
Send us a letter at timebatshow. Contact at timebatshow.com.
Yep.
This is depressing.
Yeah.
It's like a suicide note. Okay, moving on.
I saw The Shape of Water.
How'd you like it?
I really enjoyed it.
Guillermo.
Yeah, old Guillermo.
Guillermo del Toro. If you haven't seen The Shape of Water yet, folks, you should, because it's really good. It's like kind of a limited release, though. Like, it's not everywhere.
I had to wait till the 22nd to watch it where I am, and it was only screening for one weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks. It was really good, though. You liked it?
I really liked it.
The Fishman and the Woman.
Yeah, I liked The Fishman.
It's like a romantic comedy with a Cold War espionage
backdrop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it solved a lot of the questions you might have about a Fishman romance, the Cold War backdrop.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. Like, why did they care about a Fishman so much? Oh, because the Russians will get him. And
I found it funny. This doesn't really spoil the movie, but it's funny how that worked, because it was like, they weren't like, they didn't like want the fishman because they wanted to like research it.
Yeah.
They wanted him because they were worried that if they didn't do anything, the other side would get him and like do something.
Yeah.
So like their goal wasn't really to learn. It was really to like keep him from the other side.
Yeah.
Like the Americans, the Russians, Russians, Americans. Which is pretty funny because that's basically how the Cold War worked.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cold War and government secrets and stuff, have you heard about this like alien stuff that's going on right now?
Yeah, I have.
So there's like a bunch of things. One is there's like this object in space that no one knows what it is. And it looks like a massive cosmic giant. We've talked about this already.
And it's not from our solar
system. From our solar system. And it's getting closer, and they're doing readings, but they still don't know what it is. And then the other things that were happening were, like, the government released a bunch of, like, footage and, like, documents about, like, UFOs and stuff recently. And there's this, like, army guy who, like, swears he saw, like, this UFO in, like, the 70s or something. Yeah.
There was a UFO program. And they said that they closed it, but it turns out they didn't. And part of it was there was footage of fighter jets chasing a UFO off of the shores of California or something. And the people that I guess were chasing the UFO just swear it could only be alien technology.
Well, because they were saying it went faster than they could even comprehend to go.
It did the classic alien stop on a dime, go straight up, go down.
And then they had, like, they found it, and then they, like, it flew away like really fast. And then they like had a rendezvous point that they were supposed to meet up with other pilots.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, the alien was there. But it like, was there like well before they were there. So like it got there in like half or quarter of the time that it took them to get there. And they're in like, you know, fighter jets that can go Mach 3 or whatever, you know. So, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think
there's aliens?
Yeah, I definitely think there's an alien.
I mean, no. Like, do you think there's aliens here?
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
Like a Men in Black kind of situation?
Exactly. The man who has more clearance than you thinks there are.
I mean, if he does, then I guess I do.
Yeah.
Because I trust that man. I trust government clearance man.
I guess I trust him, too. Like, what's his motivation?
What does he have to lose? He has a lot to lose by exposing this.
And
not a lot to gain.
Not a lot to gain.
Except fame, I guess. But
do you want to be
famous? A book deal, maybe. But, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of that could bite you in the ass pretty easily, I feel like. Like, he's kind of older, and it's like at the point in his life where it's like, I need to get out my secrets.
I need to be remembered for disclosing aliens. That's what I want my life.
Well, he just wants to, like, you know, clean slate. Like, this is what it is. Do you think we're going to find out in the next 5 years if they're aliens?
Any more than we already have? No.
Really?
We have a top government man saying...
Top men.
Yeah, you've got a guy saying, yep, they're real. I mean, what more can you ask
for? Top men.
They're not going to lay a land.
And be like, hey.
Be like, hey.
How's it going, everyone?
I'm an alien.
Have you seen The Shape of Water yet? It's really good.
I really like that movie. You guys need to make more of that stuff.
And they look like the fishman.
Yeah, I hope so.
There you go. No, I think we'll... I don't know. I don't think we'll definitively find out, but I think we'll probably get more evidence over the next few years. People will come out, and it'll be... It's an interesting thing I was reading, and it was that people that believe in aliens are still like on the fringes of society and like they're shunned and stuff, and even people within like the scientific community, if they like believe that like, oh yeah, there's probably aliens and I'm gonna write a paper on it, like that's bad. Like,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
People will like, you'll get kicked out of like the community,
the science,
and that's bad. And there are people out there, I think, that believe in aliens that are really smart. And they're afraid to come forward with anything because out of fear of, like, you know...
Because you have to work hard to become a scientist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a life commitment. And
you could throw that all away by saying, I believe in aliens.
Yeah.
They don't want to be ostracized. So there's, like, a stigma attached to aliens. And I think part of the reason there's a stigma is because the government has been so adamant that there aren't aliens and, like, the lack of transparency that, like... people assume like, oh, the government wouldn't be lying to us. So clearly, anyone that thinks there's aliens is just crazy, you know. So I'm hoping that we're, as a society, will be more accepting of people that believe in aliens. And once that happens, maybe we'll get more proof, come forward. And then we can get some proof or something. I don't know.
Do you remember that movie? It wasn't. Was it Firefly? It's the movie about the man. He goes in the woods and he gets abducted.
It's like a lot of movies.
Yeah, it was one. It was based on an actual event, though.
Fire on High or something like that. Fire.
I don't remember the name of the movie.
It's like Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Sky is what
it is.
Is
that right?
Yeah. The man saw like the lights in the woods and he chased him and got abducted and he tried to tell his story and
everyone nobody was knows. Like, you're an idiot. You're crazy. That was frightening.
Yeah. That was a good movie though.
And he gets like that. They strip him naked and like probe him and stuff.
Yeah, they put probes in.
And I remember this really creepy scene. It's been a very long time since I've seen that movie. There's a scene where he like wakes up and he's like naked.
Yeah.
And he's in like a tunnel in like an alien spaceship. And there's, like, light above him, and he's trying to, like, crawl out or something. But he can't because he's, like, naked and slippery or something.
Yeah. The alien technology is generally slippery.
It's always slippery. There's always, like, goo everywhere.
They like the goo.
They like slipperiness. And then it's, like, even if the man, like, was just naked, like, and you wake up after getting, like, probed or whatever, you're covered in goo. For some reason. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
They have, like, a bucket of it, I guess, and they're just like, yep.
They, like, slime you. It's, like, before they do the exploratory surgery, like, we need to cover...
It exfoliates your skin.
We need to cover you in goo first. Yeah. This is an important step in the alien abduction. So then when you wake up, they're in, like, the fetal position, covered in, like, goo, and you're like, why am I sticky?
Couldn't they just probe me without
all the goo? Like, I don't know what else it could be. Like, the only thing I think of is they literally throw a bucket of goo on you.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Or, and this is a creepier, like, the machines that they use to probe you, like, produce goo somehow?
Is it, like
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, so... Just imagine some. All right, you're a product manager or something.
You're an alien product manager?
No, you're a human.
Okay.
You're an investor.
Sure.
And I'm going to come to you with two product ideas.
Okay.
One of them is a machine that doesn't produce goo.
For no reason.
And the other one just shoots goo everywhere.
It's a byproduct.
Yes. Which one are you going to buy?
Probably the non-goo one. But maybe the aliens want the goo. They're like,
yeah, we like it.
It's like their calling card.
Yeah.
Like, we need to let everyone know that there's goo everywhere. We're real gooey.
We're gross.
We love goo. Okay, this is the third theory. Maybe the aliens themselves are really gooey.
It feels good to them.
Yeah.
They need it everywhere.
Maybe they need it, like, on their skin. Like, they're gooey. They're naturally gooey. Like a snail. you know? And so that when they're, like... doing an operating on a human, I mean,
it's gonna
they're just
going
<they're laughs> to goo everywhere, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
You know, maybe it'll just be gooey.
That's
I don't
impossible.
Know.
That's a lot. I mean, it's usually not a little bit of goo.
What is it with science fiction and goo, though? Like, science fiction is obsessed with goo. Have you noticed that? Like, every science fiction movie has goo in it in some capacity.
Yeah.
Like the Matrix, you know, when he wakes up in the tank and he's like all gooey.
Yeah.
You probably don't need the goo.
Yeah, just put him in saline.
I know, you don't need goo, but it's like bloop bloop bloop. It's like alien goo. And then in Independence Day, right?
Oh yeah.
They have the aliens like with the exosuit, and then once they cut it open, it's like gooing everywhere. But it's not blood, it's just like this is goo. Like,
it's the science fiction material.
What is it? What is it? What is it for? Maybe it has like nutrients or something.
Maybe it's waste. Maybe it's like
it like just sits in their suit.
Yeah, I mean we're it's like a big diaper suit that surrounds your whole body.
This is the exosuit, and they're like, "Well, we can't trash this.
Just eject it out of the suit.
Just leave it in the suit.
Leave it in there."
And then it like,
They're saving it so that they can shoot it on abductees.
So they can goo them. Because that's important. That's their calling card. Maybe it has, like, nutrients. Okay, here's an idea. Maybe, like, you get abducted. And they don't know how to feed you because you're a human. And they're an alien.
They just rub stuff on you?
But they have this nutrient goop that's, like, absorbs into your bloodstream and stuff.
Through your skin.
So they have this, like, nutrient goop that they, like, submerge you in.
Yeah, maybe like IVs are unethical, but like abducting is.
That doesn't make any sense.
Like, we'll abduct him and probe him, but we don't want to give him an IV.
We don't want to use an IV. They don't want to kill him.
You don't want to stick him with something.
Yeah, we'll rather goop him into the
just goop
to death. Yeah, I don't get the goop thing. All right. Do we have any questions today? I feel like we do.
I've read it up. We can
answer some of these. Okay, we can do some Reddit. Let's go.
Do we have any would you rather questions?
We have a lot of would you rather questions.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Let's do would you rather.
We have a very lackadaisical show today.
I always prefer those over, what do you call them? Reddits.
Would you rather be sucked into an elevator with Macy every time you feed or kick everybody with it?
With it.
With it. And it can be whatever you want. I'm assuming your foot.
Yeah. That's a lot of people you gotta kick.
You have to kick everybody all the time. You have to constantly be kicking. Or you could be sucked into an elevator with Macy every time you feed.
Is the elevator in a stationary location, or is it like Howl's Moving Castle? Like, it's right behind you.
I think it's like a Howl's Moving Castle kind of thing. Like, it's always there.
And Macy's just like,
Macy's hey. In it always.
She's just like, hey.
Is Macy a man or a woman?
Probably a woman, right? Macy. That sounds like a girl's name.
So she's just like, hey, how's it going?
It's me, Macy.
She's always in
this. This is my elevator.
Macy sounds like Willy Wonka, you know, like she's always in the elevator.
How can,
like,
did she get in there?
It could, like, move everywhere, you know, like the Great Glass Elevator.
Yeah.
She owns the elevator. She's Macy.
But what does she do all day?
She monitors the world.
You.
Oh, she monitors you.
Yeah.
And whenever you're eating, she pulls the plunger. You get sucked in.
And then she goops you. She she would. That's something Macy would do.
There's like a bucket, like in the elevator.
You get sucked in, and then yep, you're all gooped up.
And then you like ride somewhere, and then you go back to. And then she drops you off where you were, and it never time like freezes while you're in the elevator.
So
no one believes you.
Okay,
but you're all goopy.
You have to deal with Macy.
But you're all goopy when you get back.
I'll choose the first one. That sounds you'll better be than goop. Kicking people.
I mean, you probably could establish a rapport with Macy.
Yeah, she might be a good friend.
Yeah. She just has to
what
do
if it. She's, like, weird.
Good, even better.
No, she was, like, not the good kind of weird.
Like, what do you mean?
She, like, isn't she's all, fun to
she's
talk
already
to.
Really weird. She's just she been an elevator for no reason.
You.
Maybe she's just doing her job, though.
Just following orders.
Somebody. Yeah. It'd be the aliens do that, right? So you'd rather be gooped in an elevator with Macy every time?
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Would you rather have this job but don't remember or not know the truth in a movie?
I have the job and I do remember.
Or you don't remember.
And I don't remember that I have the job.
Or not know the truth in a movie. I feel like I'd rather not know the truth in a movie.
Same.
Because then it's just like, oh, that movie.
I don't get it.
I don't get that movie.
I don't get it. I saw Memento, didn't understand it at all.
But if you have a job and you don't know what the job is.
But you have it.
That would be tough.
You're accountable.
What if every day you woke up and you forgot what you did for work? And you just have to
go to work.
You know where you work and you know where you sit.
But you don't know what you
do. But you don't know what you do and you have to, like, figure it out.
Sounds like my job. Sounds like a lot of people's jobs, honestly.
You just have to figure it out every day. You're like, I don't know what I do here.
I don't know what I do here.
But I'll do it, I guess.
I finished my 2 weeks of training, and it's just been confusing ever since. I don't know what I do.
But you're important. You're an important piece of the machinery that is the job, the company. I don't know. I feel like that would be weird. You'd have to wing it every day. Would you rather get your sleep every day, even laughing, or get a long ass?
How long are we talking? How can I utilize this to make money?
Really long. As long as you want. It can be really long. Would you rather get your sleep every day, even laughing, or get a long ass?
I mean, I think the first one is the obvious pick.
Yeah, you get your sleep.
I don't know, having a long ass.
Probably be good. I mean, you get the long ass, but like nothing else bad happens. Like, that's it. You just have a long ass.
Getting a good night's sleep just sounds like great.
Doesn't it sound good? I feel like, I don't know, long ass might be good, might be bad. It's hard to say. I feel like you can make money with that.
I don't know if I want to make money
with it. You can be in a freak show of like, look at the man with the long ass. He has the longest ass in the world.
Step right up.
In the 1880s, it would be like, that's what I would choose.
Yeah.
Like Barnum and Bailey. Like freak show. Long ass man. Bearded lady.
You could be partners with the bearded lady.
Yeah, you can have a double show. You know, it's like bearded lady, long ass man.
And you need a little person too.
Mm-hmm.
A little guy running around.
Yeah. And then you got the show right there. And you need a sword swallower.
Yeah, fire sword swallower. Fire breather. Those aren't really freak show.
I mean, it's a similar. It's
not like having a long ass.
No. But I mean, they overlap, right?
Yeah. I think you have to have them in your freak show.
Long ass man would be like the like leader.
I think he's the comedian of the bunch.
Oh, I was saying leader, but maybe comedian.
He can be their leader too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that when the freak show act opens, he introduces everybody.
Yeah.
And he like makes fun of his long ass.
He's like, look at my long ass. And he bends over a lot, like unintentionally.
And he like covers his mouth when he does. He's like, oh, it's my long ass showing.
He like drops things, so he has to bend over and show his long ass to everyone.
Yes.
Like, whoops, I dropped my hat or whatever.
Better pick it up.
Pick it up. And then he like puts his hand over his mouth like, oh, whoops. Presenting long ass man and the freak.
He like tries to ride a bicycle and his long ass is just like
it's flying around. He tries to ride a unicycle.
Yes.
And it doesn't work because his ass is too big. And then he gets an extra unicycle with like a really long seat.
Yes.
And that's how it works. Would you rather watch the end of the daytime future or watch the world cause history?
The end of the daytime future.
Or watch the world cause history?
First one sounds like you have to watch the Earth go into permanent night.
Right.
Meaning the sun explodes, or it's like the Matrix, and they black out the sky.
Talk about the Matrix a lot.
Yeah, I mean it's fitting. They do that in that movie.
You know who else do? You know what else they do in the Matrix?
What?
They goop you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. And then the last one. What was the other one?
Watch the world cause history.
Watch the world cause. I feel like I'm doing that already.
We're doing that right now, aren't we?
Yep.
That's like living.
I don't know. Is the world causing history or am I?
That's ooh. The ooh. It sounded like Yoda when you did that.
Causing history, am I?
We will do. We will be. I don't know. I mean, people cause history. The world doesn't cause history. But people are part of the world. If you consider the world as one big organism.
Which is scary to think
about. Which it kind of is, if you think about it, right? You know?
Does it make decisions?
I mean, think about it like a cell. Right?
And we're the mitochondria of something.
Exactly. And so, like, it's not really making decisions, but...
Are we making decisions?
Something's happening. Yeah. Like, are we, like, yeah, are we making decisions?
Any more than our world is?
Or are just ourselves just doing their thing?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You never know.
That's like, maybe the world is, like, an entity, and all the other planets that have life on them are also... Mm-hmm. And they can, like, communicate with each other.
And the planets that don't have life are, like, orbiting dead
things. They're dead. Mm-hmm. They have funerals for them.
Yeah. The Earth holds the funerals.
Why the Earth?
Well, because it's alive. It's the only one nearby. Someone's got to do it.
So we're morticians. Is
yeah, we're a space mortician.
Of a dying future. The daytime future.
I'll choose the second one, probably.
Watch the world class history, because you do that right now.
Yeah.
Do that every day. You just be alive. Would you rather be able to communicate with Satan or be able to freeze time?
Two really good ones.
Right? That's tough.
So Satan, you can ask him anything, but he's probably going to try to mislead you.
You can ask him. I would think with Satan, like, you have like his number and you just call him up whenever, and he has to answer you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to tell you the truth, but he has to answer.
He'll probably lie, actually.
He'll probably lie a lot.
But you can anticipate his lie.
And you can, like, ask him a trick question.
You can metagame it a little.
Like, what would he say? And then, like, do the opposite.
Okay, you can set yourself up to make, like a really bad life decision. Mm-hmm. Like, you can develop a really bad gambling habit and mm-hmm. then ask Satan what the lottery numbers are. And maybe he'll give you a lot of money because he thinks that you'll, like...
Gamble it away.
Oh,
like, you're tricking him.
And then you trick him. You just donate it all to charity. You're like, ha, psych.
Got you, Satan. And he's like, damn it. You're the worst.
I would totally try to do stuff like that to Satan.
That sounds like a good television show.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It would be like Jeremy and Satan or something like that. And he like just has like a direct line. Like, okay, here's the premise. Jeremy's a good name, right?
Jeremy's fine.
Jeremy and Satan. And it's like has an ampersand. Mm-hmm. Jeremy is an ad executive, right? He's like really rich, right?
Okay.
But then in the beginning of the series, he gets hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets like put in a wheelchair or something.
Okay.
And he has like a near-death experience. And he almost goes to hell because he's like a very...
bad decisions.
Yeah, he's very like... He's not a good person.
Yeah.
Right? And he almost goes to hell. But then somehow like the lines get crossed on his way down... And God wants to give him a second chance, so he does. Mm-hmm. But Satan still thinks, like, he's got him or whatever.
Yeah.
So somehow, when he, like, wakes up, he has, like, a special cell phone.
Okay, it's like Death Note.
Yeah.
So Satan drops a satanic cell phone into the earth.
Uh-huh.
Because he can't go into the earth, but he can drop a
cell phone down. Right, right.
And it has his line.
Right, his, like, direct line.
He wants to keep tabs on...
Yeah.
On Jeremy. Wants to make sure he goes to hell.
Right. But accidentally, Jeremy, like, has a...
But since Jeremy, he changes his ways.
Yeah. Like, right before he gets hit by the car or something like that. And then...
And he doesn't let Satan know that he's changing his ways, though. Because he knows it's Satan's cell phone. And he's going to be like, okay, how can I game this?
Wait, so he gets the cell phone before he gets hit by the car?
After.
Oh.
But he has to, like, he's decided to be good.
After he gets his near-death experience.
But he doesn't want Satan to know.
Right. He wants to use his power for good.
Yeah. So you have to, like, play this game of deception with Satan. You have to deceive him into thinking, oh, I'm going to do all this bad stuff. But actually.
So, I thought this was a comedy, but it sounds
like... It sounds really funny, doesn't it?
It does sound like a comedy.
Yeah. Like, maybe, like, a lot of really bad, like, slapstick stuff happens to Jeremy. Like, he's in a wheelchair. Maybe he, like, falls downstairs.
Falls down a lot or something. I don't know. He's, like, disabled in some way after his accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people that he, like, made fun of before, like, they're, like, they make fun of him or whatever. And he feels like, oh, man.
Ugh.
I should never have been mean to people because they're not help. I have no friends in this world. And his only friend is Satan.
That's the only person he can talk to. He calls him up at night. He's like, hey, what you doing?
Because everyone else hates Jeremy because he's like a cutthroat ad executive. And he loses his job.
Yeah.
Because like something is revealed that like he has like gambling debt or something.
Yeah.
Or he's addicted to like heroin or something like that. So he loses his job. and he gets hit by a car, and he has no friends, but he has Satan that he can talk to whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. He can call him up. It sounds like a good show.
I'd watch this show. There's a show on TV right now called Lucifer. I haven't seen it, but I think it's about the devil doing something with advertising.
Oh, really?
I think.
Why is it always advertising?
Like, that's what the devil... In The Devil's Advocate, it's a lawyer.
Law, yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to mention that movie. That's Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino, right?
Yeah. Which, I mean, you'd think it would be a really good movie, but I didn't enjoy it.
I think the premise is good.
The premise is super good, and they have a great cast.
It's just not... There. Yeah. The premise, like, I watched the whole movie because of the premise. I was like, this is a great premise. Mm-hmm. And I think I enjoyed parts of the movie, but I mean, overall, they could have done it a lot better.
Yeah. His wife in the movie, too, is unbearable. She's just, like, constantly freaking out and sad, even though her life is, like, amazing.
Well, she's being tempted by Satan. Right?
Not her. She doesn't know about Satan. Only Keanu is in touch with Satan, I thought.
Yeah, but I think she, like, starts having these feelings about, like, oh, something terrible is happening. You know what I mean?
True, yeah. Oh, yeah, she feels that it's evil. And she
really, she doesn't know what it is. I think she commits suicide in that movie. I'm pretty sure she does.
No, I haven't seen it in a while.
But do you remember the end? There's, like, a twist. Should we spoil The Devil's Advocate?
It's like in the 90s.
20 years old. The twist. So remember, Keanu Reeves starts in the ad firm, and then, like, it's the devil, and then his wife goes, like, nuts, and then I think she kills herself because she goes so nuts. Mm-hmm. But then the devil wants Keanu Reeves to be, like, his right hand man or whatever. Like,
right.
And Keanu Reeves is like, no, I can't do that. Blah 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 blah. So the shit hits the fan. And then I think he, like, instead of, like, succumbing to the devil, he, like, kills himself so that, like, the devil can't have him.
Okay.
And then he wakes up, and it was all a dream.
Oh, that's very M. Night Shyamalan.
Because he was in, like, a law. He was doing, like, a case in the beginning of the movie. Like, a law. He was, like, representing someone.
And he didn't feel good about what he was doing.
And, like, the person was clearly guilty, but he was defending him anyway. And in the beginning of the movie, he, like... defends him and, like, frees the guy. Mm. And that's how the devil finds out, like, oh, you should join my devil law firm.
You should join the devil law
firm. Right. Yeah. But then when he wakes up, it's, like, right before the end of the case. And, like, instead he, like, doesn't. He's like, I'm not going to defend this guy anymore. And that's how the movie ends. It's kind of corny, but it was a good idea for a movie.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like
a movie... The devil is such a cool concept. Like, there's so many things you can do with that.
Yeah, I feel like you could do a better devil law firm movie than that.
Make it an ad firm. It's so much better
than advertising makes sense, too.
Because advertising, you just don't care. I mean, law, like, you're defending some good
people. Sure, yeah.
Advertising?
Like, you're just lying all the time.
You're not doing good for anybody.
Yeah, you're lying, like, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that's, like, a perfect for the devil. Me, the devil, and...
You have to manipulate people.
The ad game. Yeah, that's why Jeremy and the devil... Maybe Jeremy and the devil, like, in season 2,
they work together.
They start their own advertising firm.
Yeah. So after deceit, all right, all throughout season 1, he's setting up, like, this master deception plan for, and he, like, tricks the devil into giving him, like, tons of money.
Uh-huh.
And by doing that, he earns the devil's respect.
Oh, and he's like, you're a good businessman.
You're a master manipulator. I want to work with you. And then Jeremy's like, all right.
He sets up, like, an ad firm called Me and the Devil. Like, yeah. That's the name of the firm.
It gets people to, like, worship Satan or something.
Yeah.
As, like, a game. It's like Farmville.
It's like a game.
It's a cell phone game.
And he has, like, one of those weird, like, you know how we've talked about this, like, some companies have, like, very cultish, like, business practices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, everyone who works there has to do, like, weird pagan things.
And they have to, like, take packs and wear robes and... Like, how far?
And they think it's just some weird Silicon Valley, like, thing.
But it's like some hip, like, hippie hipster.
But in reality, it's, like, actually, like...
Like, actually the devil.
The devil. Like, he gets power from it. And they, like, sacrifice goats and stuff.
Yeah.
I like this show.
I love this show.
And then season 3 would be, like, there's, like, a... The devil's brother, like, is...
needs to get out of jail in Reno.
Or there's, like, a really corrupt politician that they have to, like
get into office or something.
No, they'll have to, like, kill him or something because he's, like, bad for business somehow. So I don't know.
They have to kill one and get someone else in power.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're advertising. That's like what they do.
Right.
Yeah. They have to like promote a bad message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move to politics. At first, yeah, it's just like the devil worship cell phone game. Yes. And then season two is.
The seasons get more and more complicated and dark and like complex. And eventually, like, the end game is like Jeremy like becomes the president.
Yeah.
And that's the final season.
No, Jeremy becomes the devil. The new one.
No, Jeremy, well, maybe. I was going to say Jeremy becomes the president. And then they, like, call him into, like, the first briefing. Mm-hmm. And he, like, takes his phone out and he's like, excuse me, I have to make a call first. And then that's the end of the show.
That would be such a good finisher.
And then you're like, oh, the devil and Jeremy are going to, like, run the country together. Just like they are now. All right, we should get into some Reddit then.
Okay, do you want me to bring one up?
Yeah. I do.
All right.
We have no trivia today because we're really lazy. I just thought I'd let everyone know. I didn't feel like
doing it. I don't even know who did it last time. It doesn't matter.
No.
What's the best movie theory ever? That's the first question on Reddit.
What's the best movie theory?
Yeah. Christian Bauer asks.
I heard a theory about Signs. I really like Signs. The theory is that they're not aliens, they're like demons, and they're like coming to like take the world back. It's like the, you know, like Revelations or whatever, basically. Mm-hmm. And they are affected by water because it's like holy water or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
So I like that theory.
That's a good one.
And it's cool because like you never see their spaceships and they're naked. So it kind of fits with the demonic theory. Because, like, a lot of weirdness in that movie is, like, why aren't they, like, in, like, power suits and have guns and shit?
Where's the mothership?
Yeah. But it kind of makes sense if they're, like, demons.
They're just appearing out of the ground and crawling out.
Yeah. So that's a cool movie theory. I don't know. I kind of like that one. Do you have a theory you like?
I'm a big fan of the original Blade Runner theory where Deckard's
an android replicant. I think Ridley Scott was like, yup, that's what it is. Like, he admitted to it or something.
Yeah, and then they sort of retconned that a little bit.
In 2049. Did they really, though? I don't know if they did.
I've told you my theory about how he's still a replicant.
Well, here's the thing. Like, he has a kid. Oh, we're going to spoil Blade Runner 2049.
We're past.
I feel like we're spoiling everything this podcast. All right, we're about to spoil it. Turn it off now if you don't want to. Actually, keep listening. It's important.
Yeah.
So he has a kid with Rachel.
Does he, though?
Yeah.
Does he?
I don't know.
We never see the kid.
That's true.
We never even see Rachel as pregnant. The only evidence that Rachel was ever pregnant are those bones in the ground, right?
Yeah.
And the bones were being examined by replicants.
That's true.
In the movie. Because the same scientists were under the bridge.
No, you're right.
And part of the android.
You're right.
So they could have fabricated evidence just to make humans think that androids were more human than they actually are.
So it would get androids to band together and revolt, basically.
Yeah, it would also get people to lay down, like, to stop attacking replicants. Because, you know, if they can have children with humans, that means they're basically human.
That's true. You
can't kill them anymore with Blade Runners.
It's true, because they can reproduce. And if you can reproduce, then you're unethical. Society. Yeah, it'd be unethical to kill something that could reproduce.
Yeah, so that was my, really super conspiracy theory about Blade Runner 2049. I know that the movie doesn't want you to think that, but
maybe it does.
Maybe. Maybe in a few years we're going to get the director's cut where it makes it that a little bit more.
I would like to see. I was talking about this to somebody else. So, I like 2049 a lot. And then I read a thing about Ridley Scott, who directed the original Blade Runner. And he was saying how he liked 2049 a lot, but he felt like it was way too long. Like, the movie was really long. I would want to see his version of Blade Runner 2049. Like, if he directed it, I wonder how different it would be. Like, same exact screenplay. Well, not same screenplay, but same story. Like, the story is exactly the same. But, I don't know. I feel like it would be a much more condensed.
I would have cut Jared Leto out of the movie completely. Because every scene he's in is the worst scene.
So how would they handle... Because they need an antagonist, though, to, like...
Just make him a mystery.
Mystery
thing. We don't need to see him. He doesn't need to give a monologue.
Yeah. So just like some guy. We don't know who they are.
Yeah, he's the president. Just call him the chairman.
And he wants to kill the androids if they're... Or the replicants if they're...
past a certain
date. Or no, he wants the reproduction technology.
Yeah.
To himself or whatever. So you don't even see Jared Leto at all.
Yeah, I don't like Jared Leto.
He was kind of mad in that movie, too.
Alright, so if you replaced Jared Leto with someone like Morgan Freeman, he would have nailed that role.
Mm.
Like, just you don't even have to change the lines.
No.
Morgan Freeman can say anything.
Morgan Freeman could say everything he said in, like, two words. Like, he could just do it in expressions.
Yeah, just move one of his eyebrows. And you
know. Like, in the beginning, when Jared Leto, like... Remember he like the one of the replicants is like born and he like examines it and then has this big monologue about being able to reproduce and blah 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 and he realizes that this woman this replicant can't. He's like looking for the one that gets her and then he like kills her or whatever. Like you could do that without like any of the words by just being like and then like killing it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you could probably communicate the same thing in a series of like grunts. But like,
meh.
But he enjoys monologuing.
Yeah.
Like his assistant woman could be like, "Sir, this one doesn't have any reproductive organs." Just and then he's like,
"Kill it."
And then he like kills it. Yeah. That's it. And it doesn't have to monologue.
There doesn't need to be a monologue.
Yeah. I didn't like the monologuing in that. And if you watch the original Blade Runner, the thing that stands out is there's like very little dialogue in that movie.
Yeah.
Like very little.
You kind of just have to figure stuff out.
Most
that was in 2049 too. That element.
They just had way too much dialogue in 2049. The most dialogue in the original Blade Runner is Roy Batty at the end of the movie.
I saw sea beams glittering and off.
That was cool because it was like, okay, this is the climax, so I'm cool with like a minute of dialogue.
Yeah.
But the rest of the movie is just like, yup, okay. You know, it's just like very quick.
Maybe a little. There didn't need to be as much. Android girlfriend too.
Yeah,
she was cool and all, but she didn't need all of that.
She was cool, but yeah, I don't know. I need to see it again. I've seen it twice, but I'm going to see it again. I would like to see a like director's cut or a different cut of the movie. Mm-hmm. It might feel a little different. I feel like they could have cut a lot of
Jared Android.
They could have cut a lot of Jared Leto. They could have cut a lot of Android girlfriend explaining things that the viewers already know. There was a lot of that. Like, did you know that? You have the same horse that you saw in your dreams? Like, yeah, I had the dream just a minute ago. Like, you don't need to explain this to me. Like, do you remember that part? She's like, look at this. It was like, woman, I, like, just had the vision. Like, you don't need to tell me about it.
Yeah.
And she was just doing that for the audience to be like, are you paying attention?
She should have winked at the audience.
At the camera. Like, turn to the camera and like, maybe you're the special child. And then turn to the audience and like, wink.
She like points at Rye while she's doing it.
And then you're like, oh my god, I know what you're going for. You don't need to beat me over the head with it. Yeah. No. What else we got?
Shit username _taken asks...
It's a good name.
Deaf people of Reddit, if you were born deaf and have never heard the English language, is your inner monologue sign language?
Oh, man. That's
if not,
question.
What is it? What's going on up there?
I don't know because I'm not deaf.
Because I think in English.
That's a great question. Because I think in English, too. English, too. There's an interesting theory. I'm trying to remember what it's called. But it's basically the theory is English language. It's like that the world is like dependent on language to such a degree that language like is shaping the way we think about everything. So like if we didn't have language, there wouldn't be a lot of things that already exist.
I agree with that.
And so like to a deaf person, they have language, obviously, just not spoken language. It's written language, and it could shape the way that they perceive the world and, like, think about things.
Because in sign language, I know that it's not like English and that we have a lot of words that don't do anything.
Yes, exactly.
Sign language is more, like, you just have to interpret it because it's, like, you need to communicate quickly using your hands.
Yeah.
You can't say all these different
words. So it's like you have a different method of communicating.
Yeah.
And it could shape the way you think. Because the way I think is, I think a lot of people think this way in their head. They think in English, and they think almost conversationally.
Yes.
To themselves. You know, like, okay, what do I need to do now? And then your brain, like, responds, like, you need to do this. Okay, what do you do? Like, so you're almost having a conversation with yourself.
To think.
And to a person that is deaf, they're not really having a conversation in the same way.
It's mostly, like, nouns and verbs, like, things, actual things.
And you're not communicating as quickly as you are in, like, verbally.
Maybe they think more quickly, though, because they're not as bogged down with conversation.
Maybe, maybe it's, like, more of a procedural thing, you know?
I don't know.
It's interesting. So the hypothesis is called the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, and it holds that the structure of language affects its speaker's worldview or cognition. So basically, like, the strong version says that language determines thought, and that linguistic categories limit and determine cognitive categories, whereas the weak version says that linguistic categories and uses only influence thought. So it's like language is, like, doing a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's, like, very, very important. Like, if we didn't have it, we would think very, very differently.
And the world would be different.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
I'm seeing that on the Wikipedia page that they're very desperate for donations. So
they are.
If you want to donate to Wikipedia, Wikipedia is really cool.
They are. Have you ever donated to Wikipedia?
No, but other people should.
I've once. I did it in college. And I I'm going to feel good about this. And I donated, like, $5 or something. And I was like, all right, that's my good deed.
I wish I could say that I have, but I have not.
Let's donate right. I'm going to donate right now.
Don't do it.
Why?
I mean, if you want.
I'd like to add $1 to cover the transaction fee.
Just give them the $4.
Let's give them even $4. $5.
Give them $1 so it, like, subtracts the transaction fee.
Oh, I have to sign into Amazon. Never mind. Yeah. Not worth it. Not worth it.
I streamlined that a little bit.
No, it was very streamlined. It was just me finding an excuse to not have to donate to Wikipedia. I could spend $5 on something else. What else is up over there in the Redditverse?
Kiwi-Man. That's Kiwi-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He asks, aside from the obvious ones, for example, the sun will come up in the east, what would you put money down on now that will definitely happen in 2018?
In 2018?
Next year. Tomorrow.
Like, not necessarily tomorrow, but...
And then, within the next 365 and a quarter.
So, non-obvious ones. So, not like the sun will come up or the moon will...
Dirt will exist.
Yeah. People will die. People will be born. Not obvious stuff like that.
Lakers will win the World Series.
The Lakers will. Yeah,
the Lakers.
Do they play?
See what I did there?
They play basketball in 2018.
Yeah.
They might as well.
They're going to switch.
The Yankees are going to go on basketball.
Win the Super Bowl.
So, wait. We've got many different sports going on.
I'm good with sports.
So, Yankees are going to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Lakers are going to win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the Giants going to win?
The Stanley Cup.
Okay. Then we still need... What are the Rangers going to win, then?
Wimbledon.
I
don't know.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know what's a sure thing in 2018, honestly.
Are there any good movies coming out? Ready Player One will bomb.
I don't think it'll bomb.
It's going to bomb.
I don't think it'll bomb.
It's not going to break even.
Did you see the trailer for that?
Yes.
Yesterday, or when we watched Star Wars?
It has Tracer in it. That's guaranteed.
It's not going to bomb. People are going to watch that because it looks... Oh, this looks stupid good. We gotta watch it, you know.
It's like, it's cultural references in the movie.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's not gonna bomb.
People love that.
People will watch it just for that. Like, it could be terrible, and people will watch it. Maybe it will do poorly in its, like, coming weeks, but, like, weekend one, it'll do great. You know what I mean?
That's a shame.
Like, it's probably gonna be bad, but it'll make its money back.
Are you gonna see it?
Yeah, I'm gonna see it.
Why?
Because I need to know how bad it is. I need to know how bad it is. Did you see that Mortal Engines trailer yesterday?
That looked cool.
That was wild.
It looked like Mad Max, but in, like,
I know.
Britain with giant...
Those giant cities that, like, drove around. I want to see that movie real bad.
Me too.
And it said, like, Peter Jackson. I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
If you don't know what Mortal Engines is, it was like, I don't even know what it is, but...
It's a new... It's not a sequel.
It's a new IP.
New thing. It's Peter Jackson.
And it's like... There's like... It started with like a... I would say like a small town, like on wheels.
Yeah. It's sort of like Final Fantasy IX. It's the moving city, except it's on tank.
Yeah, trips. There's like a moving city, right? And it was like driving around the desert or something.
Yeah.
And it was pretty big, but it wasn't huge. And then all of a sudden, like a giant freaking
London
city comes out.
They said London.
And then the guy's like, what's that? And the one of the girls was like, it's London.
It's a big city on a tank.
And it's like, it's London. It's like driving around. It's like on the tank treads. And then it like opens its mouth and it shoots like a, what do you call it?
The grappling hook
at them. And it like tries to like eat them. And that was the whole trailer. But I was just, that was enough for me to be like, yeah,
I'm seeing
this movie. Like, it could be awful.
It's called Mortal Engines. How cool is that?
Such a cool name, too. So my hope for that is that, like, every city is, like, on the move now.
Yeah.
Like, all the cities of the world are, like, movable.
That's how they conquer territories. They eat them. Add them to themselves.
See, I don't know why. You need a really good, like, premise for why they would need to roll around, though.
Well, because if you're stationary, London will just eat you.
Yeah, but, like, why did cities start moving?
Maybe Mortal Engine means... So you need a lot of power to power those machines.
Yeah.
Maybe they're living machines, and they need to eat other
cities
to stay alive.
No, this is bad. You know what? They don't need to explain it. I don't care. Any explanation they could give would be bad, I feel like. Yeah. Because you just gave one, and I was like, no. Like, if they preface the trailer with that, like, cities have to eat other cities to stay alive, I'd be like, I'm not seeing this movie. But, like, because it started with, like, oh, London is driving around and eating a city, I'm like, all right, I'm on board.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any more Reddits?
Should I find another one?
Sure.
Okay. That's right, we're not doing trivia, so we actually have to...
I have to fill out a whole episode here.
How about,
Mortal Engines looks good. I would recommend it. You find a question, I'm gonna say a few words to our listeners. This is episode 65. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions for us, please email us at contact@timebatshow.com or tweet at us at timebatshow on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other things you want to put out there?
You can tweet anything at us.
You can tweet anything.
Questions, thoughts. We'll correspond with you. We'll talk to you.
We will talk to you.
You're a friend.
Mm-hmm. You can tell us how your day is going.
Yeah, we want to know.
If it's bad, if it's good. If you have like a weird situation at work where you're like, I don't really know what to do with this. We're pros at that.
Yeah, good at work situations.
We're like, we know exactly what to do. So just ask us and we'll let you know. What's next?
What items should you not buy at the dollar store?
I mean, other than everything.
Just imagine that they sell everything at the dollar store.
I wouldn't buy underwear at the dollar store.
Same.
Would not buy that. I don't trust it. I don't know if I'd buy cleaning. Like, personal hygiene products.
Personal hygiene. Anything you put on your body.
Yeah, I'm not dying.
Don't put that on your body.
Would you buy food at the dollar store?
Depends on what kind of
beef.
Not beef. Maybe ramen. Instant food, yeah.
So, but food that's like under a dollar normally.
If they had like canned. If they had a meat counter though.
Like a deli.
I'm not gonna buy it.
Dollar deli. That's a new business idea.
Dollar deli.
They're like, what can I get you? And you're like, I'll have a half a pound of ham or whatever. And they're like, coming right up.
Yeah, I'm sure their ham's really good.
No, here's the best part. Here's the best part. It all costs a dollar, no matter how much you get.
So if you order more, you're just getting more other than ham in your ham. You get to. It's good because you get to choose how much not ham you get, right?
You're like, I want a pound and a half, and they're like, okay.
If that's what you want.
Like, it's gonna be a lot of non-ham, but alright.
Yeah, you have a base amount of ham, and based on your personal preference. You can order as much or as little as you want.
And then just start giving you, like, random parts of the pig at that point.
Eventually you're going to have to not use pig. What if they get 5 pounds?
Put, like, paper and sawdust in there, like, fill it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. The dollar deli. I like that.
There would be a man, though, that he likes it like that.
He wants, like, it's that. It's his favorite. He wants the extra sawdust and, like intestines and guts in his ham, you know? But you don't. You get up to...
You can top out at a certain amount.
Yeah, it's like 5 pounds. Yeah. It's like, we can't provide you with that much non-ham. It's not safe already. But it's always a dollar, no matter what you do. You get cheese there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can get up to 5 pounds of cheese.
I wonder what they put in there.
It's just like milk, like
water.
It's like cheese that hasn't become cheese yet. it's all the components, but like it doesn't like. So you get like a bag that's like runny with like cheese.
Just cheese products.
Like almost pre-cheese, if you will. Yeah, I wouldn't buy food at a dollar store in general. Maybe canned food.
Yeah. I think the dollar store is great if you have kids, because you can just take your kid in there and just be like, just find something.
Get whatever you want, yeah. You know, and there's like stupid toys and stuff.
Yeah, it's great for stuff like that. But no, don't buy personal hygiene products.
Ground beef.
Don't buy the ground beef.
It's you could get as much as you want of that too, and then they ground up other things to top off the pounds.
At what age do you stop pulling leaves off of bushes when you're walking past?
Ooh, never.
I haven't reached that age.
I haven't reached that age yet either. Maybe I'll reach that age tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow's the day.
Maybe 30 is the stop pulling off leaves from trees age.
Yeah.
I wonder what the stop pulling grass out of the ground when I'm sitting on the ground is age. Do you do that still?
Yeah, like if you're sitting in an outdoor show and you're sitting on your blanket and you got the grass next to you.
You just pull it out. You got to pull it. I always pull it. What age is that? I bet it's the same age.
It's probably past the leaf age.
What do you think?
Leaves, you can't really subtly do that.
That's true.
People will always see you pull the leaf off.
That's true. But you can subtly pick grass.
Yeah.
People guess that's don't even true. Know. Yeah, I don't know what age it is. If you've stopped doing it, let us know.
We would like to know how old you were when you stopped pulling the leaves off of trees.
It's interesting that everyone does this thing, and that you assume you're going to grow past it.
Why do people do that? Why do people pull the leaves off of trees? It hurts the tree. They need that for energy.
I don't think that's quite how it works, but yeah.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah, I know, sunlight. You're right. I don't know.
It hurts the tree.
It does. I do it because I don't know.
This is a good username question combo.
Mm.
User barbecue wings. What can you never have enough of?
Barbecue wings.
I think I know his answer.
The answer to that one. I don't know. Barbecue wings is good.
It's a great
answer. It's a good. I mean, I love barbecue wings.
I can eat a lot of wings.
I can eat a lot of wings too. I love wings.
Same.
Too much.
We had some good wings last night.
We did have some good wings.
They were miso something
wings. Miso something wings. You had one of those, right?
No, I didn't. But you said they were really
They were good. Amazing. I love wings, though. Wings are my weakness. I could eat a lot of wings.
Do you like breaded or unbreaded wings?
I like both.
Yeah, same.
Do you like both?
Both.
I think if they're spicy, I like them breaded.
Yeah.
But I really like unbreaded, and when they like baste them in like barbecue or whatever.
Yeah, like those some are good. Kind of special Thai chili
sauce. Yeah, those are good when they're unbreaded. But I think for like buffalo style, I like breaded.
Yeah, breaded is good. I do like grilled with buffalo style too, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Wings are just delicious.
Wings are good.
Always. All right, we have time for one more.
Okay. Say something. I need a minute.
You know, the best part about the Time Best Show is our listeners and how great they are as listeners and how loyal
every single person that listens to our show I get along with. Isn't that weird?
Is that true?
We've spent a lot of time talking about this for the last couple of days. Not this specifically, but I don't really get along with a lot of people.
I don't get along with a lot of people
but
either.
Every person that I know that is listening to our show, I get along with.
Wow. So maybe we just have that special niche.
Maybe.
That, I mean, you don't know Joe in Arkansas if you get along with him.
I mean, but he hasn't let me know yet, so I'll, you know.
That's true. If you're out there, Joe in Arkansas, we'd love to hear from you.
Love to hear from you.
I don't know. We do get along with everyone who listens to us.
Here we go. This is a topical question.
It's stalled enough.
Tasso1234422 asks, what are some fun ways to spend New Year's alone?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What I would be doing if I wasn't here.
If you weren't here.
Actually, I'd probably be with my family. But
we'll see. There you go. You wouldn't be alone.
But you just say you want to. You don't want to hang out with other people. What are you going to do?
I don't know what I would do. I'd be sad.
Would you?
Yeah.
You could entertain yourself.
What am I going to do? Watch a movie or something?
Yeah, play a game.
Well, are we saying you're going to go out alone?
Go out. I mean, he's open to ideas, this Tazo guy.
I would go out. I don't know. That could be depressing, though, because then you could see everyone's like with other people, and then you're alone. And like,
uh-huh. Are you really going to be able to get in with their group and kind of...
What group?
I mean, there are other people will be in groups, and you'll be by yourself.
Well, you won't get in. You're by yourself. That's what I mean. Like, you'll be depressed. You might be depressed because you'd be like,
that might be sadder than just staying home.
But you might be, I mean, you might be okay with that.
Here's what you do. Here's your plan, Mr. Yeah. Tazo. I'm gonna make your whole itinerary for you.
Yeah.
So before midnight, you need to get yourself...
drunk. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you do. You need booze. Because you need booze. You drink and play... You gotta watch a show that came out in 2017 that's gonna continue on in 2018. Star Trek, the new Star Trek is good. Discovery.
Star Trek, yes.
Or The Orville, if you want a comedy. Probably watch The Orville, because you'll be sad and need to laugh.
Okay.
And then, at midnight, you gotta open up a bottle of champagne, drink the whole bottle.
By yourself.
Pass out. And there's your whole night.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow. You heard it here first, folks. That's what you do. No, I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, yeah. New Year's is weird because it's like...
It's just food that he likes.
It's just a regular day.
Get some chicken wings.
People make a big deal out of it, but it's just a day.
It's an important day.
I mean, but yeah, but like, you could do these fun things any day.
Yeah, but everybody does them today. And it's the fact that everybody does it makes it special.
I suppose. It's a special day.
It is.
Well, that has been episode 65 of the Time Bad Show. I'm turning 30 in less than 12 hours.
Who's our sponsor today?
Who is our sponsor today?
How about...
Death. Just kidding. Dollar Deli is our sponsor today.
Dollar Deli.
For all your deli needs.
You can get as much as you want.
Get as much or as little as you want at the Dollar Deli.
Me, personally, I like to go a little in between.
Oh, yeah, like 250.
No, two. I'm not up to the 250 point.
250 pounds? Two pounds?
2 pounds, yeah.
Two pounds. 2.5. You don't want to get too much junk.
Yeah.
That you want to like.
But you see, the thing about the Dollar Deli is the more you eat at the Dollar Deli, the more you can stomach those higher and higher amounts.
It's kind of like Arby's.
Yeah. Like, the first time you go to Arby's, you're not ordering the meat mountain.
But the fifth time, like, you're like, I can do this.
I can do this now.
I can do the meat mountain. That's the Dollar Deli. You start with like 1 pound. You start with like half a pound. And then you work
one.
And then you work your way up.
Barely a sandwich.
Yeah, and then you work your way up to like...
I'm up to a good two.
2 pounds. That's what you do at the Dollar Deli. So, you know, go to the Dollar Deli. Have yourself a delicious sandwich. Get some dollar mayonnaise and, you know, dollar cheese.
Dollar cheese.
Dollar bread. Have yourself a good day. Yeah, that's been episode 65, sponsored by the Dollar Deli, today. Remember, when you're feeling blue...
pet a cow, it'll go moo.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
I'll talk to you later. Drive safely. Be safe tonight.
Be safe.
Bye.